Pot it up, dude. It's Great. It's a Bishop Show live with you for a little trip down memory road. And why memory road, you might ask? And why do we say road and not lane? Because I'm an idiot. Quite a few years ago, a lot of years ago now, I referred to memory lane as memory road, and it has stuck ever since.
So, and it's a catchy phrase. I mean, come on. It's one of those things where people hear it and you're like, memory road? You said memory lane, they just like, eh, big deal.
So what we're going to do tonight, anyways, on the world premiere episode number one. We're going back to, I can tell you the upload date on this, which I don't know if it was uploaded pretty quick or if it was had been up for a while, but I believe it was... Now let me pull it up. January 8th of 2014. So at least 6 years ago. And I would imagine it was posted, I don't know, was it posted later than that? Just pretend it was around.
I don't think so. I mean, you hear Phil tell us, you know, how was our new year and everything like that. And so it's pretty close. A lot of people don't know we used to do this a long time ago. We're old people and old in the business, I guess you would say. Long in the tooth, if you want to. But Phil Verone, if you don't know, is a drummer by profession. He played with bands like Saigon Kick, Skid Row. I know he was in Red Dragon Cartel recently. And he's now retired from drumming. He's also retired from the other thing we talked to him about, and that's swinging. He had a whole video series with Vivid. Over at Vivid, he was making a basically he was going to different swingers clubs. Areas, whatever you want to call it, and participating with consenting adults, as he says, to make smut. He is a smut peddler.
I love this, by the way. I was just searching a little bit of Phil Verone earlier while listening a little bit to the interview, and a Vice article popped up from right around the same, well, around 2014 anyways, and the headline is, Phil Verone had three mother-daughter threesomes on one Poison tour.
Wow.
three mother-daughter threesomes. From drumming to swinging.
And in case you want to, Google it, he is well endowed. You'll hear us talk about that. We'll hear talk about how we're not. So, I mean, we'll cover it all. We're going to talk about old swingers, young swingers. I think Creed calls them gilfs. We'll talk about key parties and everything that goes along with the great swinging lifestyle that he was all about back then. Not so much these days.
And we're going to let this run in its entirety, just like it was. We're not going to break in or anything at the end. There's some funny conversation between Mikey and I that is quite dated now.
Very dated.
So anyways, enjoy this little trip down memory road from right around January 8th of 2014 from the Creedence and Bishop Show. Our interview with Phil Verone. Hope you enjoy it. And we'll chat a little bit after it. Here it is. I hope.
Maybe.
Any day now.
Party time right now. Eat some corn. It's the Creedence and Bishop Show.
Welcome back. www.cbradioshow.com. That's the website we want you to go and check out, because we need to find last year's Deadpool. We need you, to find it anyways.
Yes, but, please. Prove that I'm right. And I chose Anton Kalashnikov, whatever his name
was. There's no way you did. You don't even remember the guy's name.
No, but I feel like I was looking at an online list for a last second pick after you guys picked all my alternates last year.
That could be possibly, I suppose.
The first person that looked like a reasonable celebrity. Oh, this guy been in AK-47? I'm not saying I chose it on purpose.
I just don't see that happening.
I don't know.
But
maybe.
If you say so.
I could have
imagined. Anyway, we ready? Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back to the Creedence and Bishop Show, Mr. Phil Verone. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Very, very good. Can you hear us all right?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir. Fantastic. No problems with audio. I like that. That's good.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you kids.
As well to you, sir. How did you ring in the new year? We did nothing. None of us in this room did a damn thing. Most of us were asleep by 10. What did you do What did you do for the new year?
I think I was asleep by 9, actually.
Oh, so, come on. All right. Then you don't make
you guys the party animal.
Yes, I guess so. I guess so.
Yeah, I've had at 46. I've had enough New Year's. So I look at the whole holiday as it's great and it's good to see the family. But that New Year's Eve thing is like, I'm just ready for it to for everyone to get back to work and everything get to normal again. You know, so I don't really celebrate it too much. I just like to watch on television and wake up and start the new year. You know.
Well, Phil Verone's life's basically New Year's Eve every day almost. So
right. Why would you?
You need the day off, basically, to recuperate.
Yeah, I wish I had that much fun. My life is tragically boring. I mean, yes, I shoot smut and all that fun stuff, but in general, I'm a pretty boring person.
I like that you call it smut. That's good. That's funny.
I love smut. It's great. Yeah. No, it's like the running thing. You know, you go from the music business, it's basically smut anyways, you know, the people that run it. So it's just, it parallels each other, both businesses. And I'm having a lot more fun in the adult business, that's for sure.
Phil Verone, smut peddler.
Known smut peddler.
Well-renowned smut peddler. So you've got a new film out there with Vivid. You put out a new DVD. How is that series going for you?
It's doing real well, actually. The latest one is Tampa, and we did a swinger sex toy party, which was pretty interesting. I have a friend of mine who does sex toy parties, and she came in to do it, and she was shocked beyond belief. So it was a really fun time because there's a lot of, you know, just natural reactions and stuff. And then it was just, it's what swingers do. So I'm really grateful. The series has been doing great, and with Vivid TV now, we can get video on demand. We're in so many households all over the world. It's just really, it's almost surreal. And to think only a few years ago, you know, this idea of doing this thing, and you know, once they said yes, it's been the ball's been rolling. I also have another series called Groupies that'll probably be out next year as well, or this year I should say,
right?
Which is it's the music from behind, a little play on words, and you know, it's basically the girls and all that fun stuff. So there's a lot of stuff I got my hands in over there. They definitely you know, trust me in doing stuff, and I really I'm grateful for it.
Now, this time around, you're in Tampa. Why Tampa? Why was the choice to be there? Because I know you had one where you're at Big Bear, and then you're in Vegas, and this, that, and the other. Why Tampa?
Well, Tampa has a huge swinging community. I used to live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which also has a great swinging community, and I always heard about the Tampa swingers. And, you know, we want to travel across the U.S. and kind of show that there's, you know, swingers outside of Vegas, you know, and outside of Los Angeles. Stuff like that. And believe it or not, my next one that comes out is Atlanta. And that one's out of control. It is, you know, it's the teen one. Everybody's like 19, 20 and out of control swinging. And it's this new generation. So what I'm trying to do is basically go to different cities. And I did one in Kentucky also that's coming out this year. And we have a senior swingers as well. So, you know, we're just trying to show it all.
Did you say senior?
Tampa, seniors, yes. We have
high school seniors?
The youngest is 51, I think.
Ooh, but, what's the oldest?
67.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you involved in that one, too?
Yeah, well, I shot it. I brought in a young buck with a baby on for a dong to do the shoot, and they tore his ass up. It was great. So, but yeah, if my dong makes a cameo here and there when I feel like it, you know, right. Why not? So, when you sign the checks, you can put your dong in it. Only in this business, I think, or swinging. I don't know, because that sounds like a lawsuit. But yeah, I just, you know, for me, it's like I want to do an indie next. We just looked for cities. I did one in Columbus, Ohio. So yeah, we're doing them all over the place. There's one in North Carolina as well, the swing club out there that we're going to go to. So we're just going to try to hit every city that that I can find swingers and shoot it.
Mikey wants to know the address of this swing club.
Well, we're based out of North Carolina. Where at North Carolina is it going to be?
Oh, you know, I forgot what city because they friends of the owner of Vivid own a swing club there, and they were telling me about it, and they said we could shoot there. So I forgot what city. I want to say, I can't even say. I forgot. But it was North Carolina. So
that's interesting because I would think it would be hard to get people to want to come on camera, because to me, that would be a lifestyle that people don't want everybody to know about and everyone to know that they were doing it. But it seems like you're having no problems finding people. Is that anything you've run into where people are like, I don't want to be a part of this?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, the anonymity of swinging is still something that is that I respect. So, you know, we usually, again, with swinging, with our lifestyle, there's websites, and in particular, if it's a club, the club itself has a mailing list, and they'll send out an email on anyone who would be interested in participating. Because, you know, again, with swinging and firsts in life, people want to experience doing, you know, a porn, if you will. And they have no problems with it. And some, you know, don't want anybody to know that they're swingers. So we respect all that stuff, and it's ultimately up to them. But I've had swingers, you know, basically call the day of the shoot and be like, I can't do it. I have cold feet. And I expect that. And it's no problem. And I totally understand. So I'm very sympathetic to that since I'm in the lifestyle. And people really want to keep that private. So we try to do that.
My penis is far too small to be on TV. Nobody'd want to see that. It's got to be only the guys with.
You can make a small penis look like, you know, the Eiffel Tower with the right angle.
I'm gonna need the Star Wars effect crew to come in to do that for me. Then somebody's gonna come.
We could CGI like a giant dong on you. Not a problem.
A black one, if we could, that'd be great.
A black one. You'd be the first interracial person. Yeah, just by itself.
I got a two-tone penis. That'd be amazing.
Listen, I do too, but that's a whole nother story. That's just years of abuse.
It's interesting that you're going around and finding all these places, and it seems like there's a lot of stuff that people don't know about it. Maybe I saw there was a thing online the other day. I guess Playboy TV does something with swinging. They were doing like a casting call in different cities and stuff like that, looking for people to sign up for that. So, and maybe it's something that you're helping bring out into the open a little more.
Well, you know, I have at Vivid Radio, I have my own show on Sirius XM called The Swing, and I'm on Thursdays at 6 Pacific. But it's an hour long on swinging, and you know, because I shoot the swinger movies, and I've been in a lifestyle for 20 plus years, and the callers are great because they call in and they're really truly they want to know how to get into it, like what websites, how do I find this, and you know, what's the etiquette and all these great things. And we're able to, you know, tell them stuff and then, of course, tell some crazy stories and have some fun. So I think that a lot more people do it than you would think. And I think that many of your neighbors do it and you'll never know. And that's the idea of it. You know, for a long time, it was very underground. And most recently, there was a TV show that highlighted it as well. So it's coming out little by little. But for some reason, people still get a little, you know, they're still a little weird with it. Because of the swapping aspect. Everyone's good with like five wives because you're not swapping them, but the minute you swap a wife or something, that's when it gets the controversy starts. And that's what we're trying to just, you know, educate with as much info as we can give them.
Has anyone ever gone up with you, say like, you know, when you're in Columbus, Ohio, and they said they wanted to be a part of the film, and then when they show up, the photo is not what
he got catfished.
Yeah, well, no, not catfished.
Catfish.
No, not catfished, but maybe like she ate 800 catfish. Like, you know,
picture from 2 years ago.
The picture's from 10 years ago.
Okay,
you know. And then you're
I actually, you know, I personally asked for recent pictures, but you know, there's only so many things you can control with swinging as well. They're average people. I'm not looking for porn stars either. They're real people. So I think what's great about my series is that we use real people. So they're not these dolled up, you know, actors or anything. They're just regular old folk from Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, just not ugly. And, you know, and they're not supermodels. They're just, you know, regular people that are good looking people that swing. And that's what we really look for when we cast. You know, that's very important. And even the girls, they figure it's like, I'm going to be on a porn. You know, what do I wear? And I say, don't look like a porn star, whatever you do. You know, I said, feel beautiful and feel comfortable, but don't look like a porn star. Just dress like you're going to go out to a swing club. And that's what they do. So
do you ever get people that come in and you're like, they're going to be a part of the film, and then they have like a million rules they want you to go by? You can't kiss my wife in the mouth. Don't show me from, you know, don't touch me on the ass. Don't do this. You feel like people have all these rules when they come in and you have to abide by?
Well, yeah. When people are interested, I send out a questionnaire about swinging, and it basically covers everything: your rules, your level of swinging, you know, the do's and don'ts, the blah blah blah, you know, just everything down the line. And then I can determine whether I can use them or not, because you know, it's a swinger series, but it's still sex. So you know, depending on what I need. I'm shooting one here in Vegas. It's going to be a very voyeuristic shoot, like Eyes Wide Shut. It's a masquerade ball. So we're bringing in a lot of extras just to want to put the masks on and watch, you know, because that's a view, you know, it's a voyeuristic thing. So for swingers that would send in the thing and say, hey, you know, like we're soft flop, we're voyeurs, I would cast them for that, you know, because they would just be watching and all that fun stuff. So it really depends, but I do send out questionnaires so I know who is doing what when they get there. And because the rules are very important to me. And like I said, being in the lifestyle, I very much respect everybody's rules and certainly will do the best I can to make sure that, you know, no one's offended or there is a bad shoot. But there's always going to be something. You know, we've had bad shoots before and we make the best of them and go from there because we're dealing with humans. You know, that's just the way it is.
When you were talking about, you said soft top. What is a soft top?
I think he said soft swap.
Oh, I thought he said soft top. I was like, what is a soft top?
Them's titties, Bishop. Soft tops are titties.
Oh, okay.
That was a Pink Floyd record, I think.
So what is soft swap?
Yeah, soft swap. So, yeah, there's just different levels. There's full swap, soft swap. There's all these different levels of swinging. So, you know, soft swap is basically what it is. It's usually voyeurism or... You're in the same room with another couple, but you're not touching the other couple. You're kind of just watching each other, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, definitions of it. It all depends on the couple.
So with all the different rules they're trying to put down in films now where all the condom use and stuff like that, do you guys use a lot of condoms when it comes to this kind of thing? Or is that going to affect you guys anyways with the condoms?
No, I mean, I've always used condoms in my movies because that's what swingers do. You know, when I'm in the lifestyle, I've never not used condoms, when we swing with other people. The only time, you know, and of course, you know, most of the people, this day and age are tested or have been tested because they're older, you know, like in stuff like that. So, it doesn't affect me personally, with the swinger shoot. So, you know, cause I've always used them, but It, what's going on over there is a whole different, you know, animal itself, and it's kind of ridiculous. So, you know, again, it's just people trying to, you know, make a gripe over nothing. And the funny part is that, you know, with testing, and everybody's tests expire in 14 days anyways, and yeah, we've had some HIVs, you know, and the whole industry shuts down, and they trace it back to what's going on. So, I mean, to me, testing is working as well, you know. You can also step off the curb and get hit by a bus, you know, the old saying. So right. I would say that having sex in the porn industry is a lot safer than picking someone up at a bar and not knowing anything about them and going home and having sex with them, you know, without a doubt. So, you know, that's just the way it is.
What would you say is the biggest mistake people make when they're going into the swinging lifestyle?
Into swinging?
Yeah.
I think the biggest mistake is trying to get marriage with it. Because in order to do it correctly, you have to have a really solid relationship. You know, if you are, you know, thinking that you can save the marriage by watching your wife have sex with another man, I think that's going to backfire. But the only advice I have with people who want to swing is to really do some research on it. If you possibly know any swingers, to ask a lot of questions, you can call, you know, a radio show like mine and ask questions, or, you know, go to your local swinger club and just go in and have a look around. You don't have to do anything when you're there. There's no, you know, no one's going to, you know, attack you or make you have sex. So I would go in there and just kind of just go slow and see what you like and try things out. And little by little, you can get advanced into, you know, to each area of swinging that you want to do. But, you know, do it together. Talk about everything, talk about feelings, because that's what's most important. You can't be pissed off at your, you know, your wife about something she did and continue to be mad at her when she doesn't know. The swinging is, you know, you have to, the communication is so, so important.
So it seems like communication, not trying to save your marriage, All those are a good advice. Where's the, everybody can go to vivid.com and pick up your latest DVD in local stores. Where else can everybody, if they have questions, they want to get it with you online, where's the best way to get with Phil online?
Well, I'm at, you know, philverone.com is my website. I'm at the Phil Verone on Twitter. You know, my radio show is on Sirius XM 102, Vivid Radio on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. And you can call in on that as well. But, you know, my Twitter and my website is really what I go by. I have a Facebook account as well, just to, you know, do rants because I hate so much. So I just do it for that. Other than that, yeah, I'm pretty much around. So if there's any questions, there's a contact on my website as well.
Sounds like we'll be talking to you a lot more in 2014 with all your projects coming up. As always, thank you so much, Phil Verone, for coming on the show.
My pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you guys again.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Later, man.
Bye. Very cool. Always cool to talk to Phil Verone.
Oh, definitely. Congrats on the show, by the way.
Huh? Yeah, right.
That swinging stuff is very interesting, though. And a lot of. So there it is, our interview, a trip down memory road from January of 2014 with none other than Phil Verone.
Back when nobody was doing the stuff we were doing. We were breaking new ground. We laid blazed the trail for all you fools. Bow down.
You know, it's just kind of funny, though, because, you know, so listen, we did a lot of terrestrial radio for a lot of years and did the show and then took a little bit of a break. And then that was back when we started podcasting again.
Mm-hmm.
And that and was very looked down
we
upon.
Ruled Ustream, too. We were on Ustream just making enemies right and left.
Which, by the way, I think that Ustream is gone now completely.
Probably because I went to look for some old shows one time and they were gone. All gone. Nothing's there.
So do you want to listen to a little bit of this or our little banter here?
If you want to hear a few minutes of your stuff about your babysitter, sure. Go put that on.
Oh, is that what we talk about?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Yeah.
That goes on. And there's so many things in this world that goes on that you just have no idea about. And I'm sure it's a pretty damn big community, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like who knew that Creed's babysitter jerked off the Easy Rider while he was trying to eat chips in the kitchen as a small child?
Traumatized.
Things go on all the time that no one knows about.
Is that why you were trying to wrap up that interview kind of quickly? Because you wanted to get into the incest story?
No, yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. God. That's fun. So.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's funny. And by the way, there is a, I think.
This whole show is over on the old stuff too. This show, is
part of the one that was linked to, right? Accidentally.
Yeah, there's that one. Yes.
Okay. Everybody. All right. That's a great story, and we will leave that as a cliffhanger. That's something that would another be a great time. Trip down. Yeah, that'll be another great trip down memory road. Just to give you an idea of something, you know, that we have an idea as far as this trip down memory road thing goes, not only, you know, old interviews, but some, you know, some things from the old catalog from years past. I found a lot of old stuff of when we were on Rock 105, which would be cool to listen to some of that.
That would be hilarious because it's going to be all new again.
Yeah. A little dated, but all new for us anyways. Which I think would be really, I think it'd be fun. And also, you know, this whole new thing that we're starting, that now is becoming basically a full-time job for Mikey. you know, we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new, viewers, you know, and, so it'd be kind of neat to, I don't know, again, take that trip down memory road and see, you know, where this all started basically. And,
You'll be able to find that over on our YouTube channel. It'll be under the Memory Road playlist, which will be beginning with this episode. You'll also have it all over on the podcast stuff where you can listen to it anywhere and everywhere that podcasts are available.
Well, very cool. So there you go. Episode one with Phil Verone. Very good interview. Interesting for sure.
Look at that. Done in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I like that, right?
What a guy.
Little bit of time and we're right back on the air with another interview tonight. A live one.
Not a live one. Memory. It's gonna be a live one. It's gonna be a live one.
8:30.
8:30.
Yeah. See you then.
Bye.